All they asked for last year was a fucking name for their fucking band. This year, we're gonna give it to them. You're listening to a band that has no name. If you can give them one, you can win cash for the holidays. Your winning hot new band name brings you cold, hard cash. $400 to be exact. The Name the Band contest wants your wild, weird, or wonderful band names for these guys.
Mike, Jay, Scott.
Yeah, Sam. Go around and listen and tell me what you think is a good thing.
Let's just call ourselves Fat and Bald.
Check out the official rules and entry form at LPRocks.com or grasshoppertown.com and enter as many names as you'd like by December 17th. The winning name will be revealed on December 20th live on your favorite LB Rocks Net radio station during the Sound Advice Show at 8 p.m. The Name the Band contest is sponsored by grasshoppertown.com and LB Rocks Radio. Employees and affiliates of Grasshopper Town, LB Rocks Media Productions, and the Sound Advice Show are not eligible to enter. Blah, blah, blah.
I still think Nasty Scratch was pretty good.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Hello, boys and girls. It's that time again. Grab your Red Bull and blow-up dolls and strap yourself in for another adventure by two good friends of mine, Trencher and You Gotta Love Claude's Balls. The Demented Minds of Spank Wagon Radio, brought to you by Near Beer, the beer that guarantees a bitter beer face.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spank Wagon Radio!
I'm Claude Balls.
I'm Trencher.
Is Trencher, as you just heard. Welcome. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, it's Friday. We're here again for yet another week.
That's right. it's a holiday show.
It is.
It's the holidays.
Well, we got the holiday thing going on.
Should I go ahead and do it? Kill the lights?
Do you want to kill the lights for now, for this first part of the show?
Do you want to? Would it be more festive?
I don't know. Do you want to work in the dark again?
Nah, go ahead, but let's turn on the Christmas lights anyway.
Okay, let me go ahead and get some of that holiday cheer going. Do we have any holiday cheer from your end? Because I didn't cue it on mine.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of holiday cheer.
Okay, let's cue your holiday cheer. By the way, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only, or
that's
excuse
Spankwagon.net.
Me, we have to change that because
of
concerns. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Check out the site, spankwagon.net.
Only available on the internet.
Much better.
There we go.
By the way, click on the cam and chat link right now so you can watch us, because that's the most thrilling thing ever.
Of course it is.
The most exciting.
Let's go ahead. Let's get you guys in.
Yeah, get some
Christmas
of that holiday music going.
Thank you.
This is always a great way to enlighten that. You bring in that Christmas spirit.
Yeah, you know. I like it.
ICP should be doing the next Rudolph's like cartoon.
I think so, you know. I just thought of it. I had some other great Christmas tunes as well.
So, yes, and by the way, Vakuris in the chat room, yes, you're correct. This is Insane Clown Posse.
That's right. Of course, it is Hanukkah as well.
It's Hanukkah as well?
Yes.
So we got to double up, don't we?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's get this out of the way.
Let's double it up.
Even though you probably heard this on the radio.
Again and again and again. Yeah, because Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel is just a number one fucking chart topper.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
So you say they hear this on the radio a lot?
I hear it, yeah. At least.
Well, fuck that. We don't want to play this shit. It's on the goddamn radio. Play something else that isn't on the radio.
Okay. Let's try this.
Okay.
The battle with the journey. Oh, I see. You're going to feed. He's going to. No, not yet. Thank you. Santa Claus and His Old Lady, a time-honored favorite. But, of course, Kari says he's already heard that on the radio.
Wait, he's heard this or he heard the last song we were going to play, the whole Hanukkah song?
I assume he would with the timing. Of course, I don't know the delay, but who knows. Though I do have another one.
Let's hold off on those. Let's hold off on those. We got plenty of fucking time for Christmas.
But speaking of Santa Claus and His Old Lady, a lot of people are deciding not to shop at Target because they're not allowing for the Salvation Army bell ringers that dress as Santa.
You say what?
Target has decided because everyone's allowed the Salvation Army to solicit.
Right,
but
right.
They don't allow other people to go outside and solicit as well, like chicken buckets and stuff like that.
Right.
So Target said to be fair across the entire board, they had to ban all types of solicitations, and so did Walmart. So they said, okay, guess what? You guys can't solicit out here anymore.
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
Walmart has its own thing. You know, they're just ingrained as the one-stop shopping center that nobody's really going to stop going to, even if they tried.
Right, right.
But Target has online registries and stuff like that. So it's very popular right now with a lot of people saying, if you want to get Christmas gifts or any other type of gift that has to do with the registry, please do not shop at Target.com.
See, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Target isn't in the wrong for doing this. And just fucking keep shopping there. Jesus Christ. If you really want to donate money, donate it somewhere else. You know, I'm sorry.
You don't...
Or go somewhere else to patronize the bell ringers. The bell ringers have annoyed the fuck out of me since I could actually remember to care.
Really? Really?
I am... Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Just the noise of the actual act of solicitation.
The act of solicitation. I mean, it's bad enough.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Are you a real Grinch that associates them with the holidays? Or do you not like the fact they're begging?
And, yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I don't like the fact that they're begging. You know, there's other ways to do this. I know it nets in thousands and almost probably even millions of dollars, but still. What I'm trying to say is the fact that they're begging, they're annoying. You can't go in and out of the store without feeling fucking guilty. I should not feel guilty when I shop. I really shouldn't. I'm just saying.
Wow, you really are a Grinch.
No fucking shit, I'm a Grinch. I've always have been. Jesus. Like, you're finally figuring this one out.
Well, you know, I just thought there might be hope for you, but apparently there's not. You have a very cold black heart.
By the way, Diggs in the chat room says $9 million it's projected to cost Salvation Army in funds raising this year. Cost them, or they're going to receive $9 million in funds?
No, it's going to cost them. The $9 million in funds is what they're losing because they're not allowed to solicit outside of Walmart and Target. I know.
It's time to think of something different. It's time to think of a different way to do it.
I don't
Hell,
think
you
so.
Know,
I,
this,
I
this
disagree.
Has been the first time in history that now more money is spent on a card than written on a check.
Yeah, I believe
so,
it.
I mean, what are we going to do? Did you know that the Salvation Army now is trying to expand their technology and starting to have swipers for cards?
Understandable.
Okay, let's think about this.
It's
okay?
more convenient and it gets more money. And but what's there to think about?
Security. Pure and fucking simple security.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Cry me a fucking river.
You know what? And I'm going to. If I care enough to cry a fucking river, I would. Just saying. By the way, Vert says that, but they walk up to your car when you're stopped at a stoplight. That's two-way too invasive.
I've never had Salvation Army people come up to my car.
I've had everyone else, but not Salvation. Not in Vegas.
No. Salvation Army just kind of stands there and rings a bell. Any guilt that you have is imposed upon you.
Hey, and it may be my guilt. It may be all my guilt, but it's just how I feel. I feel that...
You know, the assholes that are like have those chicken buckets at the stoplights and the stuff right there? No.
The plastic pails would donate to this charity.
My favorite is We Care, Do You.
Yeah.
Would they have them, those little...
And they all look like they're going to kick our ass, you know. If you don't give me money, I'm going to kick your ass.
Right. And like Akari Diggs says, the guy ringing the bell is just a part of Christmas to me. That's absolutely true. It actually is a big part of Christmas, like holly and wreaths and, you know, decorations on the front of semis on the radiators. It's a part of Christmas. Christmas time, dude. Christmas time comes with cold, brisk air, the smelling of wood burning in someone's fireplace or pallets under the bridge, and the ringing of a bell. Those are the. It's ingrained to be one of the sights and sound of Christmas.
I see what you're saying. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just, you know, it may be part of Christmas, but I'm really a Grinch or a Scrooge or whatever you want to really label me for the show.
You're a mean bastard.
Thank you. That is probably the overall truth right there. I am a mean bastard. Because I really think that it's annoying. It puts guilt upon you. It makes you, you know, you feel like you have to do something and you don't.
That's self-imposed by you.
That may be.
You can't just walk by and say, I am not going to do this. God, I feel sorry for you.
No, it's not me. I can walk by without giving shit.
Then where does this guilt shit come from?
I'm talking about the general public.
Oh,
think about
not
how many...
you, not you.
Hell, I'm above that. Fuck yeah.
Not you.
Fuck yeah, I'm above that.
So the guilt doesn't apply to you whenever you walk
past
them.
Hey, the guilt,
I have grown
out of that guilt. I have grown past that. I have willpower. Dumb fuckers out there don't have willpower that they're going to actually start submitting cards because the Salvation Army decided to have a swiper. Think about this. Who the fuck is going to set that limit now? Hey, we'll take a dollar out of your car. Bullshit. 000. I'm just saying. So?
You can go ahead. They can put like a little phone kiosk thing in there or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. More overhead because of that. A phone kiosk.
Nuh-uh. Because some company will donate it and use it as a tax
allowance. Good point. You got me on that one. Hey, by the way, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online at spankwagon.net
or any one of our affiliates who may be listening to us through. Want to call in? Toll free 1-866-LB-ROCKS. Local Las Vegas 383-8120.
So give us a call. What is your guys' opinions? Am I just a mean fucking bastard or does somebody actually have an opinion that may count that I'll even listen to? Who knows?
Well, I have a question right there. Since you're very picky about whom you give your charity to, would you be picky about whom your charity comes from?
I don't accept charity. That's the thing.
Well, no.
Because of how I was raised, and trust me, I you know this very well, I don't accept charity.
Well, I'm just saying this because in South Carolina, I'm trying to remember the city. It was on the news before I came here. I missed the city. It's a strip club in South Carolina. What they've done, they did this last year with great success, and they did it this year as well. They asked, it was something like they asked their patrons to bring in like an unwrapped toy gift and place it up on the stage.
Okay.
So they get a bunch of dolls and toys and just a whole bunch of stuff, you know.
Fair enough.
Okay, and then what they do is on the entire club's behalf of all the dancers and the employees, they donate it to the local city to give out to the needy children. And they have all these toys this year, and the city is refusing to accept their donation because of whom it's coming from.
Because it's coming from a strip club.
Right.
And what about Toys for Tots and the Marines? Can they just switch over to them, give it to them?
Well, they're going to...
How about just have it make an anonymous donation under some guy's name?
I agree with that right there because I don't think you do something good for the recognition. You do it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
Well,
they be
yeah,
able
you
to
think that. Not a lot of people do. But
true. I do think simply making a donation to get recognition for yourself is the most hollow kindness there is, right there. I think you're basically just buying publicity. You don't actually give a shit.
That is very true.
But still, I think in a case where you have needy families that can get all the help you can get, I don't see the why they should be all fucking holier than thou and turn down their donation.
I don't know. I mean, me, myself, and I don't donate. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm very, very cautious about that shit because, man, you donate to someone once, you're on like 30 lists. I mean, I kid you not. Before I left home to head over here to the studio today.
You are a prick, by the way, when it comes to donations. You send in like $5 just to get fucking free calendars from Life from the ASPCA.
That's the wife. That's pure and simply the wife. Check this out. Here's how I function. You ready?
Let's hear this. I want to get into the fucking mind of Trincher.
Well, first off, you don't...
Grincher, man.
Yeah, thank you. I don't donate money to just any cause. I really don't do the...
Oh, my God, so you do donate some money.
I'm trying to think of the last time I actually gave money. Oh, wait, never. Huh. I don't donate...
Collection plate at church?
No, don't go to church.
And you never have in the past?
I have in the past, but I didn't give my own money out.
You've never given money to some homeless guy?
No, I have been a sucker for that.
Aha!
I have been a sucker for that.
See,
but,
I knew it.
But
what?
Not that I've been happy about it.
Not that you were happy
not
about
that.
That.
I don't feel... Okay, look, my thing is, I've been able to do what I wanted to do without charity. You know, blatant charity. We're talking like food bank or, you know, money given to me, stuff like that. I just get very irritated because I see so many damn abuses of a system that it makes me lose a lot of faith in that system.
Personally?
And I don't donate. I realized, fuck. I mean, let's look at what happened. I hate God, I'm doing it. 9/11. All that money was donated to all these fucking bogus charities. Now, there's someone. That all blew it up.
Wait. Bogus charities. Are you See, that's different because what you're talking about right there is people that are preying upon the weak with no intention of being... what's the word I'm looking for? Well, their intention was to defraud people. The money was not going to go for a fund.
Correct, but no one knew that.
But you think that's bad? God, you know, this is so weird. I feel like on the opposite side of an argument I had while standing in line for Batman the Ride at Six Flags 12 fucking years ago.
Well, I'm glad you're making you reminisce shit from 12 fucking years ago.
I can't argue with that because I know everything you're going to say based on what you're saying right now.
Because you've said it.
And I've said
it, what's changed you? What made you say, you know, I'm a cold bastard who doesn't give shit out to, hey, everybody, I'm poor because I gave to the poor?
Well, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm not going to give. I'm with you. I don't think we should give out to people unless it's absolutely necessary. But... At the same time, I don't think we should protect the suckers.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
That's just like saying.
God, and no one has a fucking opinion on this. It's so weird. So weird. Anywho, give out the number one more time. Make sure they know it's
1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Las Vegas, 338-8120.
If you also want to join us in our chat room, which is a pretty buzzing for a small chat room tonight, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, join us, and enjoy.
Also, I had to laugh my ass off, too, speaking of homeless people.
What's that?
The story the studio engineer told us before he left tonight.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that later. Maybe if the studio engineer's here, we can have him come in and try.
What's funny is, since we've heard that story, we keep looking at the door.
Yeah, we're like...
I've glanced over occasionally, and I look at you, and I see the eyes just shift real quick to the door every time the building creaks.
Well, this building fucking creaks because there's only one support beam under us. I swear to God, the whole thing is, like, balanced on one fucking beam.
I know, it's like we're broadcasting to you live from a giant clubhouse.
In a tree.
Yeah. But no. But yeah, like I say, I think there are a lot of needy people out there. I think you would hate me if you knew some of the stuff that I've done. I mean, hey man, I helped somebody move one time and got a payment in $250 worth of food coupons. Fucking food stamps.
Wow.
Dude, and I spent...
You hit a low point.
Nuh-uh, man.
You ate well, but you hit a low point.
Nuh-uh. Because I went in, dude, dressed like I normally am to Walmart, dude, got a fucking grocery cart full of a bunch of shit and just counted off them fucking coupons.
See, I have too much pride to even think of carrying a food stamp.
I don't care.
Way too much pride.
Ain't too proud to beg, man.
See, I guess it's that's just it. It's my pride. It's my hubris, whatever you want to call it.
Your hubris.
Hubris, another word for pride or too
much
pride.
Wow, so right now your hubris is really throbbing.
I suppose so.
Mister, I'm a bit of all that.
I'm too proud to use that stuff. I'm too proud to accept it. I don't know. And maybe that's one of my major character flaws amongst the several others.
You are an effective man, yes.
Thank you. I think.
I'm just trying to agree with you.
I think.
Like I say, man, there ain't nothing that's called free money.
Well, you know, it all
the
comes
government
to price.
Supplemented, if the government supplemented my income by giving me food stamps, fuck yeah, I'd spend them, bitches.
Well, as long as we know that you would do that, you know, you would go that lowest common denominator.
It's kind of cool, dude, because you get to, like, you know, your money's perforated and you get to pull it out of a book.
Perforated.
Yeah, man, I can tell you've never spent food stamps.
No, I haven't. I mean, even though when I grew up, my mom was poor. I mean, we were poor.
My mother would agree with you, though. She flew off the handle when my friend Steve, whose family was on welfare.
Yeah.
They had like ponchos giveaway at the welfare office.
Right.
I walked home with like two cans. You know, like those giant fucking cardboard U-Ban coffee can size
yep.
things of
mm-hmm.
peanut butter. That's nasty, dude. Scraped it out, dude. Come back 20 minutes later, dude. There was a grease puddle.
Yep.
Fucking nasty, yep. dude. My mom threw those out and was so pissed that I brought those home.
I don't blame her. I mean, I really, honest to God, don't blame her. She should have been.
Called free money.
Free money bullshit. You know what? That's just, it's just not right.
Free money, fool.
All right. And by the way, Diggs is saying, it's not a flaw, Trencher. Oh, thank you. Yes. At least the boss is sticking up for me in that respect. Fuck. I don't know. I mean, that's just how I am. You guys have a problem with it, call me up and bitch me out. I don't give a fuck. Because, you know what, I have a button here that says, you're an idiot, and I'll make sure it sounds really good when I slap it off.
Wow, you're really, like, you know, getting people to, like, want to call in, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, it's another one of my flaws, I guess. So you want to change the topic, or do you want to keep bitching about how your righteous moralities are better than my unrighteous scrooginess or whatever?
I didn't say those words.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll accept
you. Oh, you'll accept it, all right, yes, because you accept anything, Charity. Yeah. We know this.
I'm humble.
The farthest thing on this planet from humble is you.
I'm fucking Buddha, man.
Only in stature. Not in practice.
My humility knows no bounds.
They're going to shave you and put you naked in front of a Chinese restaurant. People are going to take dollar bills to you and be like, $1, $2 wallet, $3, $4 wallet.
That's called free money.
Free money. There you go.
All
right.
Hey, you tell me, whenever you go into those Chinese restaurants and there's fucking coins all over Buddha, what do you think they do? Buddha ain't going to use them. Fucking owners take them.
Of course the owners take them. It's called a tip.
It's an offering, not a fucking tip.
It's a fucking tip.
Not a fucking tip.
What's an offering?
It's an offering. Give money to Buddha to say,
okay,
hey.
Find me what the definition of find me that definition of offering. Come on, dictionaryfucking.com right now.
Fine.
Get off of farking that smoking chick. Dictionary.com. Remember how to spell offering? He does. All right. Offering. 7 entries. Find the one that matches what we're talking about.
To present for an acceptance or rejection, proffer, offered me a drink. To put forward for consideration. To present in order to meet a need and satisfy a requirement. That would be the one.
Oh, but look at number 4.
To propose as payment.
Oh,
look at number 5. To present as an act of worship.
As far as I can tell, that fucking word covers both of us. So you're offering...
Booyakasha.
You're offering a tip, you know.
You are offering shit to Buddha so that the owners will prosper and provide you with good
You
meals.
Went and ate there! Of course they're going to prosper! They don't need Buddha to prosper. You ate there! What more do they need?
Buddha's protection.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Then let's go fucking get Chinese food.
I'd love to, but so my stomach can't handle it.
Dude, it's fine, man.
Yeah, you say that now.
We'll go just so you can see the fucking cash flow Buddha's got, dude.
Yeah, Buddha's got a lot of cash
it's
flow.
It's not a tip, dude.
It's a fucking tip.
It's not a fucking
it's
tip.
A
it's an offering.
Tip.
It's not a fucking tip. It's an offering.
An offering. An offering to propose as payment. Big.
No. To present as an act of worship.
Fuck you.
Okay, my context justifies that particular definition. You, on the other hand, are out of your league, Donnie.
No. I think both of our contexts are very accurate and correct here.
No way, man.
Fucking minimize that. Make sure the chat room's still there and we haven't screamed them. Great. We pop in. Akari feels like Chinese tonight. Great. Anywho.
Chinese food is good. We should go down to that fucking buffet, dude. You want to go?
No.
Chinese food, man, motherfucker. Anyhow, we actually have some interesting stuff, man. It's been an interesting week entertainment-wise.
Fucking
Michael
crazy.
Jackson's house gets raided again for DNA samples and shit.
I like that. Michael Jackson's
house. Were they looking for stragglers in the closets or what?
No, they're probably taking the cotton swabs around the toilet bowl now. They got to find anything. That kind of makes you wonder, did they find something on a child?
It's natural.
Makes you wonder, did they find something on a child if they had to go find DNA samples? Why couldn't they fucking take a needle to Jackson and go, give me your thumb, plink, okay, thanks.
Well, he'll have like Johnny Cochran, and it'll be some OJ excuse. We see Michael here was just ribbing one out, and he was doing it on a balcony. And it happened to be a
rubbing
little
rubbing one out.
And
Michael Jackson rubs one out. He's going to end up losing body parts.
Yeah, more disgusting than sex is...
Fucker can't even pick his own nose anymore.
He can do cotton swabs.
Well, you have to take off the nose, clean it out, put it back on, but...
This is a good image, dude. What's sicker, dude? Michael Jackson masturbating or your parents doing it?
Ah, ooh, Jesus.
What? It's not like I said picture your parents doing it with Michael Jackson.
Well, no, but, you know, it kind of, you know, which one is worse? Huh. Yeah.
I can't imagine that guy in any sexual way, dude. That's fucking nasty. I mean, other entertainers we could picture, you know, like R. Kelly.
Yeah, he just picks them young.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
He makes sure he at least gets the opposite sex. He just picks them young as well.
Okay, so let's see. We have some very
interesting... Hey, by the way, you said that Akari. Why don't we switch topics? Bring up... What did Akari want to share with us?
Ooh, Akari sent us a good song.
Akari sent us a song?
Yes, Akari sent us yet another one of his little gems. Would you like to hear it?
Actually, I think I would. What's it?
It's one of your favorite songs.
Oh, my God. It's a re... Okay. Where you could be a superstar.
At the gay bar.
That's funny, though. You were doing, like, the hands above your head dance.
And I was like, no, no.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Check us out on our website, spankwagon.net.
Yeah, we have a very interesting thing here.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Nothing here really ever sucks.
Only when I'm not here.
Hey, so far you've been here every single show since
pretty
we started
good,
up,
pretty
at,
good.
Up at the
not
studio.
Late either.
Not terribly late. There's a couple close ones.
Close call, but not
we,
late.
We got a bitch at the studio engineer, man. He'll sit here and just, like, tinker on his email until, like, 2 minutes before the show. We're like, dude, move! We will buy you a laptop, maybe.
I know. No, we have a list here. Apparently in Hollywood, someone decided they didn't have enough time on their, or they had too much time on their hands.
Which pretty much is most of Hollywood anyway.
And they put together some sort of committee, which has...
they put a committee together for this?
Culminated for your entertainment, the top 10 cheesiest movie lines ever. So let's see. The first one that we have right here...
Well, do you want to go start with number 10 and go up?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Number 10... let me get some mood music here.
Mood music for the cheesiest movie lines ever.
Let's go ahead. The cheesiest ever. Okay, the first one.
Holy crap, that is cheesy.
I know. The first one is going to be, a blind woman says to Kevin Costner in the movie The Postman, "You're a godsend, a savior."
"No, I'm a postman." That's number a cheesy 10. Fucking line.
I know.
Here we go. Jerry Maguire, Renee Zellweger to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and get you guys in the mood for another song here.
Jerry Maguire. Renee Zellweger to Tom Cruise, "You had me at hello."
"You had me at hello."
Coming up, number 8. I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. Number 8.
Hold on. What is it? Oh, there we go. Number 8.
You're going to confuse the shit out of him later.
Yeah, I know. Braveheart, when Mel Gibson says, "They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!"
Cheesy fucking movie line.
Yeah, I know. Very... very fucking uber.
How am I ending up with this one? I mean, I ended up with this. Jesus. Number 6. This is off of Notting Hill.
Wait, hold on.
I love the level of preparedness
six,
here.
I know.
Oh, give me.
Hold on.
you insist on matching every line up with a song, huh?
I can.
That's the scary part. All right. This is number 6 off of Notting Hill. Julia Roberts, fuck, says, "I can't say this line." We fucking played gay bar, and now I gotta say this line?
Hey, man, you like gay bar. This is your punishment.
This is my karma right here. Okay, Notting Hill. Julia Roberts says, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her." Fuck you.
God.
Coming up, number 5.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's see. I got another one.
Did you get that? Are you ready for number 5?
Yeah.
Ah! I knew it! Number 5, come on! Hit the fucking play button. Who says this one?
This is from the movie Top Gun, when Val Kilmer says to Tom Cruise, "You can be my wingman anytime."
Gay! That is so gay! "You can be my wingman anytime, sailor."
All right. So up next.
No, oh, God. Up next from the movie Ghost. Patrick Swayze. I love this. The line is just ditto.
Every time Demi Moore says,
I love you. Patrick,
ditto.
God. What's the next one? Okay, what's this next one coming off of?
Yeah, all right.
What's this next? Come on. Yeah, type that shit up. Okay, ready?
No, I wasn't ready. Number 2. It's from the movie Dirty Dancing.
You skipped line.
No, I did. Oh,
you did. Fuck it, we'll keep that. We'll go back. We'll go back.
So, we skipped one, but... Fuck. So Patrick Swayze says, "Nobody puts baby in the corner."
shit. Is that another Whitney High song?
God.
All right. Actually, the one we skipped.
All right, the one we skipped
is number three.
Now, the problem with number three is I don't have anything that really kind of goes with this, so I'm really going to fucking piss you people off by ruining a song.
Okay, we'll ruin the song. Number three, this is from Four Weddings and a Funeral. Annie McDowell's character says, "Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed." Is that meth he's on? I haven't noticed. Did he die of heroin? I haven't noticed.
God, I love this song.
Yeah, so do I. Thanks but for fucking ruining it.
I know. You always think of some stupid movie line.
All right. And the number one! The number one cheesiest fucking ever movie line, according to this survey. Leonardo... Ooh.
It's build up.
We're building up.
Drama. Much drama. Can you guess what this might be?
I think I can.
You have the list.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I cheated. You ready? The number one cheesiest movie line from the movie Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio's line,
"I'm the king of the world!"
Gay.
Let's let these guys salt.
Akari wanted to add the "never let go."
That's right, because Diggs will grow up to have beautiful babies. And
I don't know. I don't know why Akari brought that one up to Diggs. Dude, I don't know about our fans, Diggs, so we're sorry about that. Oh, shit.
But if you thought it was over, you're wrong.
What? Yeah!
That's a good torture song, actually.
It is, actually.
It's good to piss off.
Dude, you want to end like a standoff somewhere? Blast that shit at the hostage situation. They're like,
"Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play the music. You really want to give up right now?"
"I'm never coming up."
"Okay, sir, we're warning you. You're going to hit the music."
"I'm not going to move."
"Bob. How do you like that, mister? Do you like that? You're putting up with that, aren't you?"
No!
Oh, you just quit. And you're like, "Ooh, Slater."
I know.
Lame fucking Hollywood.
And you didn't think that music would work, did you?
Oh, no, I knew. We had fun with it. That's cool. All right, check this out, though. You know what? You want to talk about lame fucking Hollywood?
I'm the king of the world.
And he thought it was all, "Never Let Go." Yes, I have, because my wife made me.
Did she cry?
Yes, she did.
Wow. Yeah. Little trembling chin. What was that, dude?
I don't know.
You just did, you did a squeaky sound with a fisting motion.
Well, I didn't have no time to do it. Never mind. At least I didn't do that.
The fuck goes on at your house?
Well, we know my wife's pregnant, so I think you can figure it out from there.
You have anything delivered?
It's a giorno.
DiGiorno.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
All right. I have DiGiorno. I have come to ravage your family.
Oh, shit. All right, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, fuck. That
only
was
available
stupid.
At spankwagon.net.
By the way, let's see. We got the cheesy lines taken care of. Hey, you want to hear about someone else that's pretty fucking scary?
Sure, go ahead.
Dude, Vaseline Man.
Vaseline Man?
Let me. Okay. Check this out. I think it was like in Virginia. A Virginia man was admitted Monday to coding his hotel room with contents of 14 jars of petroleum jelly, 14 jars of Vaseline, covered the entire Motel 6 room. Total cost of damage is like $4,000.
And I don't have that song somewhere in the Vaseline.
There you go.
Damn.
Robert Chamberlain, 45, of McLean, Virginia, was sentenced by Broome County Judge Patrick H. blah, 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 Monday to 3 years probation. He pleaded guilty Monday to a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief and will serve his probation in Virginia. Chamberlain was dressed in a blue button-down shirt, navy blue dress pants, and basically declined on commenting on the sentencing.
Okay.
He didn't have much of the goo, typically used as either diaper rash ointment or as balm for chapped lips, in his possession when they booked him in the county jail. He looked normal, the officer said, but he didn't look slippery, but he did carry a smell of petroleum jelly with him into jail. Made him real popular. But the Vaseline man, but here's the best part about the whole Vaseline man deal.
Why did he do this?
You know, no one knows. He wouldn't admit to any reasoning. He didn't say why he did it. He just did it. He was initially charged with felony-level criminal mischief, but he was reduced because he pleaded guilty. But I want you to, though, I mean, I'm sorry for you guys at home there. You can't see this. Look at his headshot.
This is creepy, dude. It looks like an old coworker, JP, lost some weight. You know what? Let's turn the camera so these guys can see.
Why don't we, you get to that camera. See, they can't see that. That pic is just not going to show up. Don't worry about it.
This guy's just creepy.
He's creepy. He has his look of, you know, haha, I got away with something. He fucking coated a hotel room with petroleum jelly. Think about that.
Petroleum? Was he masturbating? Or
I don't know. I don't really want to know No, I don't want to even know.
I want to know. I am fucking curious.
Well, here, I'll give you the article and you look
sexual.
No one else was in the room with him.
You can be sexual on your own, dude.
Here, you can look that up. Well, of course you can. But he coated, like, the lampshades. How are you going to have sexual loving with lampshades? Don't fucking answer. You will find that shit. Why don't we cut to our break? Even though we haven't been goofing around enough, it looks like it's about time for our first break.
All right, cool. I got some music queued up.
By the way, it looks like Vakuris found it in the smoking gun.
Cool. I'll have to check that out during the
break. Check that out during the break. So, hey, by the way, you listen to Spankwagon Radio?
Spankwagon, which is only available on the internet. You can check us out at spankwagon.net.
And if you're listening in, awesome. Keep listening in. We'll be back in a little bit.
Spankwagon. I'm
decision's up to you.
The decision's up to you.
I can either use one or two.
I can either use one or two.
But there's no way that I can screw.
There's just no way I can screw.
Honey, will my fingers do? It's like no other night before.
It's like no other night before.
I can either use three or four.
I can either use three or four.
But after that, there's just one more.
Oh yeah, there's just one more. It's called my fist, you dirty little whore.
Understand.
I know it's hard to understand.
These newfound feelings for my hand.
These feelings in my hand.
Gives more pleasure than any man.
More pleasure than any man.
I can't screw, but these fingers can.
Honey, will these old fingers do?
Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All they asked for last year was a f***ing name for their f***ing band. This year, we're going to give it to them. You're listening to a band that has no name. If you can give them one, you can win cash for the holidays. Your winning hot new band name brings you cold, hard cash. $400 to be exact. The Name the Band contest wants your wild, weird, or wonderful band names for these guys.
Mike, Jay, Scott.
Josh, yeah. Go around the room and tell me what you think is a good name.
Let's call ourselves Fat and Bald.
Check
out the official rules and entry form at LBRocks.com or GrabsTopAccount.com and enter as many names as you'd like by December 17th. The winning name will be revealed on December 20th live on your favorite LBRocksNet radio station during the Sound Advice Show at 8 p.m. The Name the Band contest is sponsored by GrabsTopAccount.com and LBRocks Radio. Employees and affiliates of GrabsTopAccount, LBRocks Media Productions, and the Sound Advice Show are not eligible to enter blah, blah, blah.
I still think Nasty Scratch was pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back for the second hour of
Spank Wagon Radio.
And now we're going to play the world's famous Name That Voice. Voice, could you please talk into the microphone?
You're fired.
You have 13 and a half seconds to name that voice. If not, Claude's coming over to your house and doing a belly dance.
Call now, 1-866-LB-ROCKS, 383-8120.
By the way, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Of course, by the time you know the delay's over, you've lost anyway.
So he gets to come over to your house anyway and does a naked belly dance.
Remember, you know who I work for. I have your home address.
Dude, that's scary. You're all elite like that and shit.
Yes, I'm a elite hexure.
Elite hexure.
Elite hexure.
You are all kinds of smart and intelligent.
Elite hexures use Linux.
What was that again? Linux? Is it Linux. Linux or Linux?
Linux. I say Linux because I'm a elite hexure.
I don't know about that. I really don't. I mean, you could be wrong.
How could I possibly be wrong? It is Linux.
Well, hold on. Let me find it.
I understand you have proof.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
This is a very ongoing dispute.
Wow, I just like how you blew my whole... I mean, we talked about how I wanted to do this earlier.
I forgot.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Just want to point that out. Moron. But anyhow, what do I have here? Oh, yeah.
Folks, he pointed past me into the chat room, so...
Did not point past you into the chat room. I definitely pointed at you. All right, hold on a moment here. Let's see what's... Here we go. This is going to settle the debate. Is it Linux... or Linux, or whatever other people want to fucking call the fucking operating system. Oh, and guess what? Load. It won't load.
You suck at the internet.
I suck at the internet. I can't get this. That's my fault. Made a bad copy of it. Oh, well. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Hey, we got our mystery guest. Actually, not really a mystery to most people.
By the way, I'm going to port that sound file over for next week.
Dude, I can probably just get it on the internet while you like stall for time or something.
No.
You sure? You don't want to stall for time?
No, I'm fine.
You don't know how to stall for time?
I choose not to.
You choose not to stall?
I'm a very efficient person.
Oh, that's a bullshit statement if I ever heard one.
Hey, man, don't be envious of my humility.
No, but it's your ego we all are amazed at.
You know, I'm in charge of the music, and I will get back at you.
Yes, you will. By the way, let's say hello to... Let's just finally introduce him. No one called in, because everybody's afraid of the phone.
Should he have a theme song?
Tell me about it.
Should he have a theme? Oh, yeah. Do you have a good theme song for him? Let's give him a theme song. He doesn't need... We like our guests, really. We don't need... That's not a good theme song.
Hold on.
More. You're going to go the rest of the hour and not say a goddamn word. All because he's got, I know this better song.
Yeah, I know, here.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see.
No, okay, now click play. Don't.
Sounding good. It's a really good, like, a Lucha Libre thing. I'm sure you'll dig it.
Oh, no.
Kind of fits in.
Will you find it already? Introducing now from his show, topic to discussion. Say hello to our guest, Sean O'Mac.
Que pasa, hey, amigo.
Arriba.
Arriba la raza. Rowdy, rowdy, we're body, body.
Damn, dude. Where do you?
Welcome to the Power Hour. This is the Power Hour.
Oh, now, oh God, now we're taking over everything
hour.
Else.
Oh, is there a revival?
No, this is the real Power Hour.
The real.
The other one's the Powerless Hour. Live from the mental institution.
Nice. Live from the second word.
My life is like a series of Police Academy movies.
What, they get worse as the nudity goes away?
Yeah. Yeah. In the first movie, I categorized my life in the Police Academy movies. There's been, what, 9 of them?
Yeah. Yeah, well, so. Yeah, has there been 8 or 9?
Yeah. Probably as many Star Trek movies, right?
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. So, anyhow, welcome. You just kind of showed up at the door.
I showed up. I was in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. Yeah, quite a colorful neighborhood to be hanging out in.
Yes. Searching for some, some good shit, so.
Martin Luther King Boulevard's that way, you know, that's where you want to go.
Go a little over that way. Towards there, you'll find the homeless shelters.
Ah, well, I was accosted by a couple of bums, and, you know.
You will be.
Yeah, you will be.
Yeah. So it's an honor being in this pink wagon, wow.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, I bet this looks exactly like your studio when you do the show. Wait, we may have the lights, you know, but, ooh.
Yeah, your lights work when you're here, when I'm here, they don't work. I have a new engineer in my show.
Your new engineer can't hit a switch.
On the light.
Yeah, we're all festive. We hate Christmas, so you know it fits well. Yeah. I hate Christmas. We were talking about that earlier, but
that's right. You are an evil bastard.
Yes, I am. By the way, I am an evil bastard.
You are.
I want to point that out for the record.
Wow. I thought just Mike Lane was the evil bastard.
No, and by the way, name dropping with our group may not work. Mike Lane runs used to run her. Let's just put it this way. He wore, like, the pattern of a grandma's apron for wrestling tights. Not.
Exactly.
It was pretty hysterical. Yeah. Hey, jumping back into what we were going to kind of go on, and your two cents are always welcomed here.
Oh, please, by all means.
I don't know if anybody out there in the listeners or if you guys have heard about this, but the parents that went on strike in Florida. Have you heard about this? You've heard about this. Okay.
I've heard of. I don't know the full details.
Okay. Kat Bernard said she's tired of trying to get, you know, she's tried everything to get her two kids to help around the house and participate in the family. Love the quote on that.
Participate in the family.
Participate in the family.
That's a very vague statement.
You know. She's tried bribery. Didn't work. She's also tried bargaining. Didn't work. Plus a gaggle of psycho whatever, you know, people who are like experts in the field of child rearing.
Psychologists?
Yeah, that would be it. I don't feel like reading today.
Oh, Mr. Can't pronounce the word psychologist.
Linux. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
It argues for me with the word of offering.
Well, you know, you had dictionary.com. I had a little help there. Basically what, though, is they decided to pitch a tent in their front yard and they went on strike. They basically are doing the embarrassment method, I think, is trying to get their kids to actually pay attention and say, here, this is what we want you to do. The wife, 45, and her husband, Harlan, 56, got the idea from a strike from a radio talk show they heard years ago. The war plan included stocking the refrigerator of tons of frozen foods and also making sure that the house was very clean, plenty of plastic plates, plastic silverware, stuff like that. The son, the first day, came home and asked the mom, has she completely lost her mind? Now, she's not trying to harm her children in any way. What she's trying to do is teach them how to be altruistic and community-orientated.
So, in other words, it's the same thing as a kid going, I'm going to hold my breath, you'll regret it when I'm dead.
Kind of it's the parents holding the breath this time.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think that's bad, though? I mean, let me ask you this. I like it. I really think that's a great idea. If they have honestly tried communicating other ways, even bribery, you know, gotten even to the desperate measures. Now, the kids...
Bribery's not going to work.
How about a smack in the ass?
You can't do that nowadays. You can't.
Well, hold on a second here. Lord. I really think Sean's on the right path with this. The reason being is the problem we have right here is these kids. It's not that
kids, brats. They are. How come the parents are in a tent? The kids should be out there in a tent.
Exactly.
There you go.
The problem. Well, okay, but they would have kicked the kids out. The then the welfare issue.
It's a publicity stunt by the parents.
Uh huh. The issue is. Right here, we're dealing with is the kids are not respecting their parents. Mm-hmm. You got to get to the root of that. Not try to substitute fucking dependency for respect.
Yep. Child care and daycare in the front side of life versus welfare and prison care on the back side of life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Keep hope alive.
Shit. Where's my lighter? Amen. Maybe you should put out an offering to the Church of Sean. The Church of Omak, he gives you a cap.
Yeah, thanks.
Jeez.
It reminds me,
these kids are amok, you know. I mean, these parents, I said it on my show before. I said, some people should not be having kids. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I agree.
I mean, these people, either that or instead, every year you go for a driver's license test, everybody should go to a psychological test every year and get a license that you've been certified that you're sane.
No, the problem with that, though, is if somebody like loses their certification, as a taxpayer, we're going to end up footing a bill for that. No.
Yeah.
That is part of the problem.
Somehow. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of it, though, is...
Me personally, though, I am
all for... Are you saying, like, some people, if they're not mentally safe, chemically castrate them to keep them from having kids?
No.
I'm almost at that point.
I'm not going to say that, because there is a friendly alternative, which is controversial.
Porn?
And it's proven to work. No.
Oh, okay.
What you do is people require public assistance or they've gotten any kind of trouble in the law, either to continue public aid or to avoid jail time, you have to offer them sterilization.
Absolutely. There you go. That's what I said. Yeah, if you're on welfare.
Population control.
Exactly. You tell these parents, you have any kids, your welfare checks get cut, and out you go. You get your tubes tied, you get a, what do you call it?
You're paid.
Yeah, what do you call it? They get the... When the guys have that thing done.
Vasectomy.
Yes.
There you go.
A word so scary he doesn't even know it.
They've actually done a lot of the stuff from everything ranging from drug convictions to deadbeat fathers. Some that may have like multiple children, not just multiple children, but multiple partners that have, you know, other women that have helped breed those children. They actually said, listen, if you're not paying your shit right there, the only way we're going to lower it to an affordable rate for you and you can avoid jail time is you go through and have a vasectomy.
Fair enough. I could see that to a point, but that's a little on the extreme. I mean, this lady is just trying to get her kids to help out around the house. I mean,
publicity stunt. How many shows has she been on since this?
Several since she started it, but I don't think she actually intended it to be a publicity stunt. I mean, she said
signs in the front yard. She got signs in the front. How did it magically that? The TV
how did people pick up on it? Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And why is the tent in the front yard? Why not in the backyard?
Exactly.
There you go.
So, in other words, she really, really intended a lot of publicity and to embarrass the fuck out of her children who are teenage bums.
Yeah, now if they're not going to the house, where are these parents going
to the
bathroom?
They are going to the house. They're using the house for a shower and restroom, and that's it. You know, this isn't them totally moving out. As a matter of fact, several of the articles I read now, I've read both sides. I've read articles that headline Parents Crusade to Teach Children Lesson to all the way down to parents are the worst people on planet because moved out on children.
Right.
But I think what they're trying to do, it's like a Cosby episode, really, if you really, really think about it. They're trying to say, okay, look, you have to learn. You're 16, one's 14 and one's 17. Uh-huh. You have to learn. We ask you guys to help out around the house. You need to help out around the house. How were you raised? I mean, when you were told to help around the house, did you?
I'm probably one of the worst examples.
I know.
Housework was pretty lazy around the house. However, truth be told, probably when I was about 13, going on 14 or so, I ended up, my father had me do my own laundry and stuff like that,
Okay. What about you?
I grew up in the woods of Seattle, and I float here in a log. But I was raised by a pack of wolves.
How the hell do you float to Vegas down the Wash? There was a flooding that day.
No, it's the same thing. If I didn't do my stuff, I got smacked in the ass, or I got my allowance lowered. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't go out of house. I got
dude. I didn't even have an allowance.
An allowance, but mine was grades based. You know, so like my schoolwork and stuff had to be up there.
No, the only thing I didn't have an allowance. If I got money from my parents, it's because I worked for something like yard work or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Let me address something in the chat room. They're saying here, I kind of panned over this whole thing. I could give a two shits less about this because it was in Florida. Ignore the fact that it was Florida. Yeah, okay, it could be anywhere, but I mean...
Yeah, but Florida spawns this kind of shit.
Huh?
Yeah. Fuck California.
Yeah,
that's a bunch of fucking just Fruit Loops right there, man.
Fruits and nuts.
Here in Vegas.
Fuck, who was it that... I'm trying to think, was it Mark Twain? Or somebody, it was either Mark Twain or somebody else that was a writer from around this time said, if you tipped the United States on its side, all the shit would fall down and land in California.
Wow.
Interesting. I'll actually see if that's real. One of our internet savvy chat listeners will do this. Hey,
land of fruits and nuts.
Lands of fruits and nuts. You know, it's California. But regardless, it's in Florida. I mean, I'm going to be a parent real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is things that I have to consider. I have to be prepared for because...
Prepared? So you're considering what size of a tent to get.
Man, we already got a tent in the garage. We used to go camping all the time. Got it gone, you know. I got the little hibachi, gas-powered hibachi. You know, I'm all set. I won't even have to go in the house. I'll just stink.
Sure.
These parents is a publicity stunt for these parents. It's
so you think it's just all bullshit that they're doing this?
I think.
Do you think it's going to teach a kid a lesson?
No.
What?
15 minutes of fame. That's all they're doing.
15 of fame.
Yep.
What kind of lesson are you trying to...
What they're trying to teach your kids is to be a part of the family by, you know, helping out more.
Be a part of the family by alienating themselves. The problem here is, like I said, what actually does scream publicity to me is no one is actually going out to say what the problem is. Part of a family, that's a vague bullshit statement. Two, they're not saying how this is supposed to actually go about teaching them to respect
you know, I think what it is, it's not there to teach. It's there to embarrass the fuck out of them.
And I don't see the purpose.
These kids don't care.
No, they don't.
Apparently the daughter does. Apparently the daughter has been moved enough that she says, you know, I think I do need to help out more because I don't want them to do this. Granted, it's not the right way to teach the lesson.
You wouldn't like me, dude. If my parents had done that shit to me, I'd have turned the sprinklers on and yelled them to get off my lawn.
You would have changed the deadbolt on the house.
You know I'm the type of guy who would have done that.
You would have done that. I could see
now,
that.
What about your kid now? When he or she is old enough, you're going to... Congratulations.
Thank you.
Corporal punishment? You're going to spank him if you get
Yeah,
the
I'm going to spank him if they're out of line. I'm not going to...
One, two, three.
Yes.
Three was the limit for me.
Both?
Both. I'm going to do Very both, good. Depending on Very the severity good. Of the exactly. issue. If they do something completely stupid after I've told them not to do something stupid, whop. I'm not going to beat them black and blue. You're not going to see a handprint,
no.
but they're going to know. I mean, I feared my dad when my dad looked at me wrong.
Yeah, but you deserved it.
Probably right. did.
Chocolate on white leather interior.
Yes, I definitely did. But I'm trying to say, or vinyl, what I'm trying to say, though, is when my dad was mad at me, when I did something wrong or I got into something I shouldn't have gotten into, I knew it. And all I had to do was get stared at. And I went, done. Okay, bye. Gotta go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can try and be your son's best friend or...
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to try to be there. I think I'm going to do the same thing my dad did for me and be there.
Yeah.
You're going to be one of those hip parents.
No, because the hip parents always get screwed or the kids always end up screwed in the head.
Exactly. Hey, kids, who likes that little Kim? Wow, she's pretty hip.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, I know it's going to happen where I'm going to find some of my son's music pretty cool. I'm going to want to listen to it and embarrass the holy hell out of him. Because I want to listen to it, so I'm going to keep a distance.
Yeah, but
in that
you know,
respect.
Your father never played circus music in the car.
Thank God. But my dad played country. You know that whole Conway Twitty shit you keep bringing up?
I got some good country.
No, let's no. Your mic, no.
Now, look, now we've all been down to the... hate to keep throwing in the wrestling school in this, but we've been down there. Look at those misfits that are down there.
I agree.
Look at that collection of kids. You know,
okay.
He has two kids, and he's just 20 years old.
Let's
Everyone's having sex in the bathroom on the dirty floor outside the wrestling school.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
Wow, so basically this is like Roadhouse live action.
Okay, yeah, it is.
What is
okay, let's give a little background.
Here.
The UWF is a pro wrestling, or
was
sort of like the, not even a single A, we're talking maybe single D pro wrestling federation here in town.
The guy that looks like the dude from the Honeycomb commercial.
Yeah, I'm Joaquin. You know, I went there a lot. It was pretty cool. Made a lot of friends. Knew a lot of people from there. Enjoyed it.
These kids.
Something changed though, and like the people that were going into the school.
Well, along though.
They got a little younger.
Yeah.
And they got a little dumber.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, they're like rich fucking parents too.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they were getting away with all kinds of murder.
That's great.
And it's a fucking soap opera. I mean, that's one of the reasons I gave up on the local wrestling scene, because
the
people.
The kids, though. I mean, look at how they turned out. The parents are invisible. You got the, you know, the one, you know, I don't want to get too far in naming names. But
no,
I mean,
don't even name names. Just explain scenario.
You know, the thing bothers me, they're on the dirty old floor in the bathroom having sex. You know, that's the one who's the son of a... Supposedly, it's the son of a legend.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop names, but, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, but, you know. and you know, and he, with his girlfriend on the floor, and where the bums are at night down there, and then you get, you know, all the stuff going on. Yeah,
check
know?
Him for hepatitis before you let him in the ring again.
Yeah, you got the one, you know, getting a BJ in the bathroom by a 16-year-old, and he already did her 15-year-old sister. It's like, what is going on? Where
yeah,
are the parents?
It's where are
nuts.
The parents? Where, and you know, a little bit of it is?
Well,
You've turned in your, because I know you worked there. You were one of the owners. Mm. You know what it was?
Yeah.
Pure and simple? Paid daycare.
That's right.
That's what it was. You were paid to entertain them.
I wouldn't even go that far. I would say that probably the paid daycare is a part of it, but I don't think that's the main thing behind it.
It's a symbol of society. I mean, these kids are just,
and that's
none
pretty
of them registered to vote.
Right. The thing about this is right here is these people come from parents who led very empty, materialistic
mm-hmm.
fucking lives
mm-hmm.
and were raised by that same shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is rather than go ahead and, you know, have their own children go, listen, why don't you go ahead, you go off, you live your own life and learn from my mistakes, what they try to do is fill them with all this bullshit so they can feel better about themselves that they're not going to let their children become like them when they really fuck them up the same way by not setting bounds for
them. By not setting boundaries, by not setting limits, you know. And I agree.
It's the same people that fucking shuttle their goddamn kids off to fucking soccer practice. Dude,
soccer camp.
When I was in school, okay, I lived in Glendale, and I went to Glen Oaks Elementary School. I was, like, literally right inside the fucking line to go to the school because it was a social school. It was up the fucking road in the canyons, okay? And it was all these fucking rich bastards and shit right there. So there's kids at school that I went to school with.
Okay. Because
I came from a middle-class family, dude. In some cases, almost lower middle-class, depending upon income. But the point here is, these people were fucking morons, dude. There was one woman, dude. She had her daughter, man, that was 8 years old. And she made her, like, jog with her a mile to school every day. That's not fucking healthy for a child.
You know, running and exercising is healthy and always healthy, no matter how old you are. But
you let your kids run their fucking energy off. You let them go out in the yard and just fucking wear themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dog, but you don't force them to go through that shit.
No, you don't force them to exercise with you.
These people were all the same way right there. They're always trying to dress their kids in these fucking name brand fucking t-shirts and the expensive
fucking
shoes.
And that's a lot of it is. It's, you know, you got social status, you got social structure based upon image. And when you get to a certain age, I think a lot of it collapses around you because I'm sure that a lot of the people, let's say, again, example, the wrestling school, a lot of those kids, you know, grew up with all the nice fancy clothes and all the high-end dollar stuff. Hell, one of them I know drove like a really nice Ford Lightning,
Harley-Davidson
edition.
Exactly. Uh-huh. His mother drove a Lexus. His dad drove a Mercedes.
But they get into this environment where people don't care about your money and your alter, you know, what you are based on image. And they break down. They don't know where to fit in, so they'll go nuts. They will go absolutely berserk. I see that happening.
It's more than that. It's more than that.
Well, they let little Johnny there. I'm using that name,
little Johnny.
Little Johnny play and wrestle dirt, you know, wrestle around, have his little funny little shows. But when he got hurt, the threat of lawsuits start flying all over to school. Well, you knew what the kid was getting into before you signed him up. I mean, granted, some things they get carried away. You know, adrenaline's flying, things will happen. But then he gets hurt. Hey, it's the
certainly,
business.
Certainly.
Don't threaten to sue the hell out of the school and take away the rest of these kids. But I mean, it goes to ownership too. I mean,
And the problem here is too. Number one, when the fucking kids they don't have any obstacles to overcome in their life.
Mm-hmm.
The part of the problem with when you get fucking schooled and through the fucking school of hard knocks as you go through life right there and you learn from bad experiences right there, you also learn more about yourself and who you are. What are these people learning? What you're comfortable with,
And like the lady in Florida,
you develop an identity. And these kids
have
everything fucking handed to them. And what happens is when you just have these kids with easy lives that can just fucking bounce from anything they want to do, turns out they don't want to do anything.
And thus you have people in Florida going to really stupid, publicity stunt measures try to rein that in. Because who knows what the parents were trying to do before? Sure, they were saying, you do more homework, do this, do that.
If they were good parents, with the exception
There's another side of this.
Yeah, but with the exception of the fucking really rare, Nancy Spungen type child, okay? I'm sorry, man. I honestly believe that this is not something where the kids were the problem, where they couldn't get through them. I think they're just bad fucking parents.
Yeah. They need to be spanked. That's what gotta start spanking the hell out of their kids. Not the hell out of them, but I mean, like in school when I was in high school, I told the story on the show. I made a mistake when I was a freshman in high school. I stole an answer key to a test, and I thought I'd be a big shot in the school. And I tried to sell it at the lunch period. Well, I got found out, and I got suspended for a week, and I ended up getting 4 swats. Bring the swats back to the schools.
Well, I don't know if we want to go in that. Actually, what we're going to do, a sidetrack, bring into one of our regular bits here. Maybe we'll get back on this topic here in a little bit, but I don't know about the corporal punishment in schools. I don't know who, we always talk about...
Schools,
okay,
I'm not comfortable with, no.
Here's the thing. Matter of fact, you said in your in the LV Rocks forum at LVRocks.com, you said that we need to look at role models like teachers and firefighters and policemen. I don't want them laying a hand on my child because I don't know if they know their breaking point.
And the problem is, too, when you deal with people like that, Jesus, man, look at all the fucking sex offenders we have working as just teachers.
There's problems everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it sickens my wife. She's a teacher here in Clark County, and she just gets sick. She's like, how did we get these people through? Why aren't we getting them out soon
enough?
They're
screening them well enough. They're so desperate to hire teachers in this county that they just, and then a couple of years they found they're sex offenders or whatever.
Yeah, and they do the background later on.
That's why they brought in Superman and Batman and all that. Those are the heroes.
And then what happens? The whole chat room degrades into what I know of as comic Spank lore and everybody arguing with me about that. Anywho, everybody, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And you can find us online, spankwagon.net. Right now, it's time for one of our favorite bits.
You know it, you love it. It is time now for
Dead Celebrities of the Week. Today's dead celebrity, Amway founder Van Andel. The Grand Rapids philanthropist passed away at the age of 80. He was a champion of conservative causes and tasty boxes of cornflakes. J. Van Andel, the Grand Rapids native who co-founded Amway Corporation, championed conservative politics, causes, and reshaped his hometown with his philanthropy. Sounds like a dirty word when used that way. He died Tuesday at his home. He was 80 years old. He had Parkinson's disease, but apparently passed away due to heart failure. This is a day of sadness, but also a day of counting your blessings, says Richard DeVos, the other co-founder of Amway. Van Andel and DeVos founded Amway in 1959 in their basements. Amway now operates in more than 80 countries and territories, with 13,000 employees, millions of distributors, and a ton of fucking suckers out there who sign up for this program. This week's dead celebrity, Amway founder Van Andel, 80 years old.
Wow. So, take comfort in knowing that your upline has just shrunk by one.
Do you want to... And everybody's going to wonder why we're not doing Dimebag Darrell.
Everybody knows about Dimebag Darrell.
Everyone knows about Dimebag Darrell by now. By the way, if you want to hear more...
give a quick rundown, goddamn, just in case.
Quick rundown. He was gunned down in a nightclub in Ohio, of all fucking places. Columbus. Ohio, the new Florida.
Yes. Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. So anyhow, yeah, gunned down by a guy who basically blew him the fuck away because he thought that Dimebag Darrell was the reason that, you know, Pantera broke up. By the way, Pantera is the music group. A few others. If you want to hear more about Dimebag Darrell, listen in to King Hash tonight on this station and maybe these syndicates. You'll have a lot more on it than I will.
King Hash is going to do like a tribute where he'll probably like rant and rave about how great a talent he was.
Ozzy Osbourne said he's like a legend or whatever the hell he said. I'm like,
sure.
Great we get testimonial from him. You know,
yeah. Oh, come on, give Ozzy Osbourne a bottle and a bell, and you know he can say anything about you.
Yeah, how'd you like to have those two as your parents, Ozzy and whatever her name is?
Yeah, that's why both the kids are all cracked out and they're fucked up in rehab. Oh. And pure
it's so hard for me to do an Ozzy impersonation. I end up sounding like Mama from Throw Mama.
You guys sound like Katharine Hepburn, probably with a little bit of British twang.
He's not shaking.
He's
gonna. Yeah, really.
Ozzy, man.
Really? All right. Do you want to do the other bit? Or you want
no, Akari. Dimebag Darrell did not fucking found Amway. It's two separate people we're talking about.
I love it. They can't even get that right. Anywho.
Imagine if, like...
How many people are in your chat room? There's some reason this monitor's not working. How many people are
only
there?
A few. Only really? A few. Actually, well, why don't we do that right now? Why don't we go ahead and give Mad props?
I guess I could go ahead and do that.
Oh, you still got that music going. Yeah, we have our nice little bits.
Is that James Doohan playing it?
Scotty ain't playing the pipes. Scotty don't even know what a pipe is.
He was playing on Star Trek 2.
Did he? I'm sure it was a stand-in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time in Spankwagon where we say hi to the studio troll. And we also give our mad props to all of our faithful listeners. As Claude dives, I think it's under the paper. He's diving for his clicker liquor. Find it. The level of preparedness. Oh, we give one to our guest. All right. What we're going to do right now, say hello to Studio Oompa Loompa. And also, give out our mad props. Let's give it up first. He's in the chat room. He's the op. It's Diggs.
Mad props.
They love this shit. We don't know why. Let's also give it up for our faithful listener, Chazad.
Mad props.
Wow. He's at work and he thinks that Dimebag Darrell founded Amway. Let's give it up for Akari at work.
Mad props. You can increase them as well, you know, if you like that.
Oh, shut up.
More people for mad props in the chat room.
Mad props to pyramid scheme.
We could work mad props in a pyramid scheme.
Really?
I think so.
Eh, maybe later. All right, let's also give it up for our faithful listener, Virtual One.
Mad props.
We got, like,
show.
The studio engineer laughing at us. The Oompa Loompa's laughing at us. This is great. We got a camera on you now. You had to check. All right, next up. Giving us that awesome, hello.
Hello, show some skin here.
Woo! Need a better camera for that.
I'll be spanking a wagon of a different store when I get home.
Just made the show fun again.
There you go.
Let's give it up for, hey, he gave us that song we played at the break from the, I think Dinosaur Junkies or something like that. Let's give it up for the curse.
Mad props.
So we thank all of you, our faithful listeners, here at Spank Wagon Radio.
Is it Burl Ives? This could be a Burl Ives song, huh?
Actually, it's like a, it's like all like floor sample or something.
There you go. Oh,
it's replay music.
Whoa, I thought it was a parting gift.
No, I mean, you want it?
No, I'm kidding.
You sure? There you go. So, all right.
They are actually coveted prizes.
Wow.
Yeah, there's one person who won one a year ago, and I've yet to mail one out.
Really?
He wants it badly. He's bitching me out. He's like, where's my Glicker Licker? I'm like, well, you know.
I want to thank you guys, actually, for archiving my program.
Oh, no problem. That's our pleasure, actually.
Oh, thank you.
More traffic to our site.
I know you were a little taken back by Mad Props.
Oh, yes.
Plus, you know, what was really funny is that mic and those headsets were also the ones that were on my dead father's
head. Oh, I feel honored.
So, you know, you're rubbing ears with dead people.
That is the hot seat, yeah.
Wow.
So remember, anytime anybody sits there, you know, that headset's been on an urn.
Actually, it has. We have the photos.
I know somebody
prove
else sits there on Sundays and Wednesdays. It fits right in.
I am very impressed you did not run
You didn't flinch or, you know.
No. Hell, I've been in wrestling school for 3 years. I'm not afraid of nothing.
Not at this point.
Maybe you should have given mad props out to him.
Oh, you put him away. Let's give him.
No mad props.
Mad props to you for putting up with that for 3 years.
Yeah, thanks. I need my head examined more than anything else. What are you talking about?
I won't argue that. I won't argue that at all. So, but where were we? Actually, one more thing.
Yeah, we have one more thing right there. Do we have any news, that news story?
I think your show, my show, and Daily Noise raised the IQ level.
Oh, absolutely.
Just a few steps.
Hey, we've had PhDs on.
We've had PhDs in studio here, you know.
I had a Rhodes Scholar on
you
my
show. You had Rhodes Scholars on your show?
Presidential candidate, Newt Gingrich.
Let me guess, Badnarik.
Yeah, you want to talk about it. I'll tell you this right now. Listen to him. I'm like, okay, cool, libertarian. All right, I can kind of dig it because I fall into some of that. Not according to their cheap quiz, which everybody's a libertarian because they take their cheap quiz. But, you know, until the point where he started going, well, you know, you don't change the Constitution, you don't do this to the Constitution. I'm like, no. They made the Bill of Rights because they knew the Constitution wasn't perfect to get
exactly.
on the get-go.
Exactly.
They didn't want another, you know, the
war?
No, what do they call it? Blah, blah, Confederacy. Can't think of the
Civil
name.
War.
The Confederate.
Damn, dude. Okay, how did you figure the Revolutionary War and the Civil War right like this? Right?
I believe you are.
Articles of the Confederacy.
Articles of Confederation.
Thank you.
Yes.
Articles of Confederation. Thank you. Confederacy. That's my mistake, causing yours. Laptop computers. For anybody but our studio engineer who's too fucking poor to own a laptop, if you own a laptop, you have to watch out now because they're saying men who regularly balance their laptop computers, hence on their laps, when working on them, may jeopardize their ability to have children, according to a new study from the fertility researchers at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Mm. Nice. The potential risk comes from the heat generated by the laptop computer and the close position of one's thighs when balancing the computer on your lap. The researchers found this heat is transferred to the scrotum, where the temperature can raise several degrees, putting users within danger for testicular dysfunction.
Okay, let's...
Or, in Claude's case, testicular... Unfunction.
Wow. Unfunction. Ouch, that hurts. Wow. We'll see if that baby's born with sideburns.
I'm in the presence of royalty here from the both of you and the Cox commercials there. Wow, I forget. legend.
Hey, I'm famous.
Vegas.
Yeah, he's
legend.
Famous. People mob him out
yeah,
in public
bet.
when they run the ads.
They want you to do the Elvis bit, don't they?
I've even had people think it was Nixon.
Oh, really? Not a quirk.
Nice.
Not a quirk. People actually come up to me and hit me because they recognize me from the wonderful UWF TV show.
God,
the
someone,
asshole that
wait
was
a minute.
On that.
Someone actually watched that shit?
Oh, the Mexicans in the ice cream department at the Rio. What are you talking about?
Hey, Mom, we got the antenna off. Just watch the Sean O'Macman.
Yeah, Sean McMahon with the damned banner falling off and landing on us, and we went out with the show. That was crazy.
That
KYRK.
Are they even around?
Yeah, they're still on here.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's your public access right there. Anywho, I love this. Vert in the chat room, I got to point out, he goes, oh, Windows PC's based anyway because Macs run cooler. Fuck yeah. They do. I've burnt my I've burnt my leg on my laptop.
Oh.
Yeah, Claude's like wanting me to say I burnt my junk with my laptop. No.
That's great, dude.
No naked porn surfing with the laptop.
I have to start spraying the titanium with Pam.
Flip it upside down, make a sandwich on it.
I don't think this is any kind of big news or anything. I think this is just manufactured fucking
news. You know what? Maybe manufactured
news. I mean,
news.
Hell, the thing about it is like back in the 70s and 80s, they would tell you, because when everybody's wearing like fucking tight-ass Jordache jeans
yeah,
and stuff.
That was cut off circulation.
Yeah.
Same thing with the cell phones. All this was to feed radiation into your head.
Well, okay, and now bullshit. I will no. You know what? I will say that there is a level of radiation that you get affected with
radio
those.
Waves are all
you
those,
are
yeah.
getting radiation, but you're not getting doses that are going to fucking nuke your brain.
Yeah,
no,
not that high. Now I know Virtual One, and I know another guy personally who freaks out about gigahertz communications because I'm a ham radio operator, and there's one guy that'll actually go out of his way to make sure to avoid any of that stuff. You know, because he thinks that, yes, he's going to burn his lid and everything like that. And, you know, there's been cases where you do have eye problems, things like that. I mean, it does happen. Mm-hmm. This report recommends that any teenage boys and young males limit their use of laptop computers because the results may be unpredictable.
Well, this is the thing right here. And somebody in the chat room is saying they imagine 135 degrees still cause enough of an ambient temperature increase to cause bad things to happen to the boys. The thing about it is right here is there's a reason your testicles hang outside of your body. It's actually to keep them cool.
Yeah,
I mean, hell, you can wear pants, and if you like, you know, put the back of your hand against your balls, you'll feel that they're actually cooler. That actually is because, sperm manufacturers.
Do you take the temperature of your balls? You're like, oh yeah, it's a little cool down there compared to my thigh.
Try it. You will too. Now I know
I
you
probably
will.
But
so
what they're saying, is that laptops have a medium increase of scrotal temperature. They have a name for this, 2.6 to 2.8 degrees Celsius. And basically what they're saying is that anything higher than normal body temperature by about, like, 0.5 degrees Celsius can result in damage. So,
yeah, like I said, that's why they're outside of your fucking body. And that's why there's so many of them where you have to have millions of sperm in a sperm count because they're so difficult for the body to manufacture. And there's so many, the vast majority of what you produce in your semen is actually defective.
That's nice to know. Thank you.
That's great. How do you know so much about this?
Doctor. Doctor.
Sex education.
Doctor. Claude Balls.
The hell ER's been here for 12 years. You learned something, right? Now, wait a minute. What if you're sitting
on a plane? You get a fake beard for that.
What if you're sitting on a plane, okay, and you're sitting there in the seat for 3 hours, and of course, you're you know, what the hell's going to warm up? You're sitting in the damn seat.
Dude.
What?
Say your dick.
No, I'm not. I don't say that. You know,
the bottom common denominator.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
You're on Spankwagon. You just lowered your own bar, okay?
I do a highly intelligent program on Wednesday nights at where the hell I do the show? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Wednesday nights, Vegas time. There you
did
go.
Did you perhaps mean
cock discussion?
I think that's what he did. I think that's what he meant.
My
so
wiener. I'll say my wiener.
Oh, his wiener.
There you go.
Your wiener.
Your Oscar Mayer.
So there's
right,
certain
where's Wisconsin from? Or Peoria. There you go.
Oh.
So
that's some oldies but goodies.
So you won't say, you will not say dick.
You're Dick not Cheney. My Dick Cheney.
Neither would you say. So you,
Dick
you,
Nixon.
You'd be one of
Dick Nixon.
So you're someone that's grossed out by like maybe perhaps like
no, I think it's not
cunt.
Grossed out.
It's been impeached.
Oh, that word's a fucking horrible word. Don't even get me started. But no, this
what,
man,
cunt?
He's it's one of the many people. I know so many people that just don't swear.
Yeah, it's been impeached, so I guess you could call it Dick Nixon. So
there you go. But bum.
Yeah.
Anywho, anyway. Where were you going? Where were we going with this? Doctor Balls, or where were you? You were taking something. So airlines, flying in an airline.
Yeah, when you're sitting in a seat flying for 3 hours, of course it's going to get warm down there. Was he get up and do jumping jacks or what?
You know, you get up on an airplane to do jumping jacks, you're going to have TSA and an air marshal tackling you.
Well, I'm just saying.
But yeah, even that technically is bad
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I mean, anything. I mean,
yeah,
what
yeah.
the hell? How about walking around here in August in 120 degrees?
No, because your balls are hanging down and you've got to breathe.
But your body regulates its own temperature. That's why you sweat. That's why you perspire and all, you know, and let the breeze and whatever. But, you know, it doesn't give any permission to anybody like let their balls hang out to cool off. But
how about getting a lap dance at the OG? Cheap plug.
Cheap plug.
I got a lap dance at the OG. And I drove there in my brand new Ford.
I'm sure Vegas Hosting doesn't have any of those problems. They're wonderful.
Yeah, because you can
Vegas
have the
hosting.
Fan on at home to look at the porn sites hosted by Vegas Hosting.
There you go. Cheap plug number three.
Wow. We brought him down, and now he's bringing us down.
It's like you ever seen that movie Return of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah.
When they start talking about, we could make money in this movie by marketing. He's like, well, say, you need some Crest.
Ding.
And they're like throwing everything out. Well, you know, I'm hungry. I wake up and eat Raisin Bran. Like shit like that. Start walking around with like Pepsi logos and on everybody.
It's going to be, what was it, the Mystery Men, the movie when that came out? Like the main superhero.
Never saw it.
The main superhero, the Mystery Men, I want to say I can't remember who he was
Greg
played
Kinnear.
By. Was it Greg Kinnear? God. Tells you how much I like the movie. I mean, yeah.
So much of his career then.
Yeah,
oh, that was
really.
After As Good As It Gets? Or before. It must have been before that.
I think it was after.
Oh,
Jesus.
No wonder we haven't seen him since.
So anyhow,
dude,
but Greg Kinnear was a superhero
that
was sponsored. So you saw these patches of all these different corporate logos on him because he was sponsored by everyone.
Dude, all I got to say is I went to go see The Tonight Show with Jay Leno back in 96. We got there too late, so they substituted us for Greg Kinnear. Listen, I went to Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
No, not Greg Kinnear. I mean, you're thinking of Greg Kinnear
no,
that came from ESPN.
Fucking,
we're
no.
thinking of
was he hosting.
No, it was Greg
Conan
Kinnear,
O'Brien?
Dude.
It's was
fucking
it Greg, Kinnear?
Greg Kinnear. He used to host later.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Before what's it McCall from ESPN?
Yeah.
Came
right,
out.
That was on at 1:30 in the morning, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to fucking Leno and other shows and stuff. They have somebody come out, tell jokes, rile up a fucking crowd. All right, hey, how's everybody doing? Okay, they throw out free shit into the crowd. That's why the crowds are so excited. I think they're going to get free crap.
Right.
I went to see fucking Greg Kinnear, dude. The guy had a bag of fun-size Halloween candy.
Because remember, fun comes in a candy bar that big.
Ripped open a hole.
2 inches.
Went to the first guy, and the audience said, take one and pass it down.
Nice.
It was the same guy that like did the warm-up for the other show.
It was the same guy who did the warm-up, so it was a stand-up comedian that all he did was hand out
Bob.
Candy bars.
Bob.
Nice.
At least on Tom Snyder's program, he handed out packs of cigarettes to everybody, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. Up until NBC finally came. Do you even know who Tom Snyder is?
I know who Tom Snyder
Okay, I don't think anybody of our listeners does, you know.
Tomorrow's show is coming out on DVD.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming soon.
Okay, let me just say this right here, right now. I am so sick and tired of these TV shows which sucked in the first run or which
program.
Don't need to come out to DVD, coming out to DVD.
He had some good shows, though.
He had some good shows, but he had some really bad ones. Now, I'm sure, I can guarantee one thing that will definitely be in the DVD, his interview with...
Saturday Night Live.
The cast of Saturday Night Live. His interview maybe with Weird Al Yankovic, you know, where he played the one of his
I don't know.
First songs.
I can think somebody worse than Tom Snyder.
Dick Cavett.
Oh.
No, Dick Cavett.
Exact same
watch.
Fucking person on mine.
Horrible.
Fucking
How
Dick
about
Cavett.
Jane Pauley? I heard that show might be on DVD really soon. Her show's going down the drain.
Yeah. See, and you know what? All these shows coming out. I mean, I saw it last night.
Dude, they have Bonanza on DVD and Gunsmoke.
You know what, though?
Like
my
that.
Dad would buy that shit up if he was living. You know, he would love that. I'd be like,
perhaps
yeah.
you should buy it and give it to him as an offering.
What am I going to do? Take the DVDs out and slide it into the...
there you go.
Slide it into...
Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica is based off of Mormonism.
Yeah, I know. And it's coming back, too, in January.
Really?
It's a series.
I'll be damned.
The power
of Utah.
No, with the chick being the Cylons. The Cylons are now gorgeous females instead of steel-clad robots. Yeah, right on, marketing! Woohoo! Make it worth my time.
Edward James Olmos is Adama. Was from Ben Cartwright to...
yeah, but you
Edward
know...
Jane
ben,
Olmos?
Could you just imagine, though, the spackle quotient had to go up because they had to fill in the pockmarks of his face?
Ooh.
Just so we can have a jawline again.
It's gonna be like American Me in space.
Pretty much. I mean, look at it. It's like, ooh. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah.
It's a good miniseries.
Too many things are coming out on DVD. Too many things are coming out on DVD. You know,
Spank Wagon's coming out on DVD, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. Ooh, yeah, right.
What's coming out on DVD?
I guess we are.
Yeah, we'll be on DVD.
Yeah, we're gonna be on DVD. Claude does Dallas.
Hey, ooh.
Yeah.
There you go. Dallas the series or Dallas, Texas?
It's his bum he picked off. Goes by the name of Dallas. Wears carabiner boots and a belt buckle and underwear. That's
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't wait for the director commentary on that.
Yeah. Hey, we were here. We don't care. This is CGI.
Okay, you fucking basically just both of you panicked the chat room. Really? They actually think Jane Pauley is going to be on DVD now.
Yep, that show's going down the tubes. I'm telling you, she's not going to last another season. No.
Who knows? I mean,
there's one
there was one person worse though.
They're prepping Martha Stewart's show to take Jane Pauley's show.
Okay, so wait, we're going from a bipolar bitch to a criminal bitch,
prison
bitch.
And that guy that does Apprentice is back in her show, Burnett. He's the one that's going to be producing Martha Stewart's new daytime talk show.
So Martha Stewart's going to get out of jail and immediately have a talk show.
And supposedly he signed her to this before she went to prison because they can't make business deals while she's in prison.
Nice.
Supposedly.
Well, somebody mentioned Martha Stewart, so.
Uh-huh.
This is pretty much like the precursor to Gay Bar from Songs People Love to Hear Yet Hate. I'll tell you one thing right now, in all honesty. I don't like Dick Cavett because he's somebody has an annoying voice and a very annoying style.
Okay, if anybody... Okay, Dick Cavett's interview of John Lennon was the worst interview I've ever seen in my life.
I can tell you one person...
They used to play Dick Cavett on Nick at Night.
Oh, there you go. He was on PBS for a while, too, I believe.
Yeah.
I want my see Herb Griffin
show. The absolute worst host of a show I've ever seen. Somebody that didn't know how to host a show.
Alf.
And was completely fucking lost.
No, have you seen that Alf in his world's greatest show?
It's so bad, it's good. You know what I mean?
Magic Johnson.
Oh, that was bad. Back in 1993, 1994.
No,
yeah.
One of the tops that the Chuck Woolery show. There you go.
Chuck Woolery show.
And then what the hell?
Alan, in the thick of the night, hosted by Alan
Thicke.
What, 2 weeks?
And then he went to pet videos.
Oh,
crazy God. Animals. Ah!
You know that guy actually wrote, like, theme songs to TV shows?
Yeah.
He wrote, The Facts of Life.
Yeah.
And what the hell else did he write? Different Strokes, I think, right?
Yeah. So, anyway.
But what's the other shows? Suzanne Somers, she had her daytime show.
Everybody can fucking have a talk show. Everyone can have a fucking talk show.
You know what, though, man?
Look at us.
Hell yeah, we're examples.
We're here.
We're all examples of that.
Thank you again, Diggs.
Yeah.
NLVHosting.com or whatever.
VegasHosting.com. Get straight, damn it. And the Olympic Garden Adult Cabaret.
Woohoo!
Las Vegas and the Sapphire.
Okay, Jesus.
Is there anyone you'd like to plug before you go?
Anything else you...
like to plug
Your own show?
I'd like to plug that 20-year-old blonde out in the hall, but no. Anyway,
well, he won't say cock, but he'll say that. I like that.
Events program featuring the bloggers. Next week is Chet from the Defense of the National Interest on the show. So
awesome. Do you got a website?
I got a blog. Thank you very much. Subject, the number 2, and then discussion. blogspot.com.
And to make it easy for everyone,
rocks.com, just click on the STD logo on the other shows.
So you bring to the internet another blog.
Cool. Yet another blog, and you and I need to debate the blogs as the new media. I think we'll have to we have to say that because I have a lot of opinion on that.
Really,
it's a new addition to the media. I mean, you got talk radio, you got the internet. You know,
it's a public diary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it depends on how you write it. I mean, technically, Spankwagon's a blog as well.
Yeah.
But we don't treat it as my own diary. I let everybody put their own two cents in.
The chat room is requesting you plug another show.
Oh, Daily Noise.
Actually, Rolando is requesting you plug another show.
Oh, no, screw him. I'm not plugging the Sob show. His show's the reason mine's going down the drain. Damn lead-in.
Hey, now. Careful now.
Especially right around here. You gotta get the bad shows in back of the good ones.
You have to help them.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's wrap it up one more time.
Tap out Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. And this Sunday we'll have the review of the pay-per-view Armageddon.
Okay. And just to say it, since anybody who's in Vegas, any of our listeners,
head over to
the Olympic Gardens.
That's right.
You can check it out there. Claude, I think we need to do our little wrap-up and our plugs.
Of course. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. It's wonderful to be on Spankwagon, a legendary program in Las Vegas. The two gods of Spankwagon and Cox TV commercials. Thank you.
We are the best there is available.
Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
Of course.
Woo!
You're the man.
Look at
Space Mountain.
Yeah. See? Third oldest party.
Oldest ride in the park, so there's the longest line. Right?
There you go.
Kiss stealing, wheel and dealing.
Okay, I'm going to turn your mic off now.
Oh, sorry.
Mustache rides for the ladies.
You going to cue the music?
Yeah, I've already got the music. Great. I thought you were going to start talking.
No, I'm not I don't talk till the music goes. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Spank Wagon Radio is on the internet at spankwagon.net. We want to say a big thank you to every single one of our syndicates. Let's start off with LVRocks.com, the mothership. Hey, they let me fart in their chair. Let's say thank you to planetradio.us. Hey, it's out of Florida, too. They must be crazy. Let's say thank you to radio306.com in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
And I am celebrating them tonight by wearing my Canadian tuxedo.
Yes, you're wearing a Canadian tuxedo. All denim. Want to say thank you to Toe and ArsAnime.com for letting us leech off of him. Say thank you to LSmack and LeftWingArmy.com. VFTP.net. Can't forget them. And also, check us out. Go to SpankWagon.net. You can get the Subject to Discussion archives. Download them. It's pretty cool shit. By the way, thank you again, Sean O'Mac from Subject to Discussion, for showing up quite literally out of the blue. Again, I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable quadraphonic Ayatollah Claude Balls.
This has been Spank Wagon Radio. Check us out next Friday. Until then, SpankWagon.net.
Spank Wagon. Thank you, folks. Have a good night.
I'm